of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Capita. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Mary Poppincorn. Practically perfect in every way.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Welcome. You're listening to Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And a new episode every Tuesday and Thursday. Why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast from? You can find us at Obscure Disney Podcast or go to obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Hey, Steve. If you were a pretty, pretty princess, of course you are. What kind of castle would you want to live in?
The biggest, prettiest castle ever.
Really?
I want the biggest one.
I think real medieval castles sucked.
Yeah.
Like, they were cold and drafty and you had to poop out a window. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, you're right, actually. That would be awful.
I'd rather live in a much more modern castle, a.k.a. the one at Disneyland. I would gladly live in Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Could you imagine somebody pooped out the window of Sleeping Beauty Castle?
Hey, you never know. It could have happened.
Oh.
People are crazy in those parks.
We have seen diapers on Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's true.
So it's gross. Possible.
People, yeah. No one wants to see your baby diapers.
Yeah.
But we thought we would take an episode and talk about 11 things.
Sure.
About Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Give or take four or five.
Whoa. You checking out that early?
We'll see how many.
You got one?
Essentially, one. I have one.
Well, I'm going to start.
Okay.
So I thought this was a fun fact. So most of the time when people go to Disneyland, you kind of walk along over to the side of it, and there's this huge waterfall with a bunch of sculptures.
Oh, yeah.
Of Snow White and the dwarves on it.
We're wishing for the one I love.
There you go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's the right one.
That's good.
Just a side fact, all of the figures were made the same size, so they had to put Snow White up really high so that the dwarves didn't look like they were the same size as her. But if you stood them next to each other, they're all the same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were just molded that way.
Okay.
You know, or whatever. But anyways, that's not my fact. The fun fact is that originally the castle was going to be Snow White's castle.
Right.
Because it was their first movie that they made, and they thought it would make sense. But when Disneyland opened, they were trying to advertise Sleeping Beauty. So they changed the name to Sleeping Beauty Castle.
I was going to ask you about that, actually.
Oh, well, now you know.
I don't even need to.
I preemptively struck with my knowledge in your face.
So it was never. So they just named it Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yeah. Well,
to promote that.
Another thing that I was brought to my attention is that none of the castles are possessive. It's not Sleeping Beauty's Castle. It's just Sleeping Beauty Castle.
I see.
And Cinderella Castle. So I don't know why they make it a point not to make it possessive, but it's technically Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Maybe for ownership reasons, like they don't want anybody to feel like she owns the castle and you're going to go visit it.
Maybe.
And there are two, right? There's two.
Right.
And of Cinderella.
I don't know why Sleeping Beauty gets two castles. That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't really. Like they all should have their own castle.
Make one blue and make one pink.
Yeah, you know? Totally. I would do it. Of course I would.
All right. So Snow White Castle,
yeah.
Nixed,
yeah.
For Aurora.
Oh, poor thing. So this one is about the golden spike pinhole underneath the castle.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's the, what are those things even called? I don't even remember what they're even called.
The survey markers?
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. But I thought we called it something different before that. But anyway, what the little golden coin is this a survey marker
which a lot of people believe is the, and it's been told a thousand times before that it's the center of the park.
Yeah.
And I totally believed it. Mm-hmm. I thought, of course it is. That's so magical. That makes total sense.
And I think I even told it to you kind of going, it's what they say it is, but it's not. Yeah. But you were so gung-ho about it being the center of Disneyland. But
in my mind, I accepted it.
Yeah, there you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
I think that's what most people do.
There's no reason you shouldn't. Except for it's wrong.
It's magical. It's magically the center.
It's a magical center because apparently it is wrong.
It's not even close.
That's not the center of the park. No. It's a survey marker that they use to make sure that Main Street was straight.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, right? They have another survey marker down on the other end as well.
Yeah.
And that's where they would line it up to make sure that basically the road was straight beforehand. The real center of the park is not far off, though. It's basically where the partner statue is.
Well, there
they
you go.
Think that that's closer to this, where the center of the
park
is.
Well, it's the central hub of the park anyway, so it would make sense that that's closer to center.
And I almost think that's a more magical story, that Walt's at the center of the park.
Well, that's
as
true.
Opposed to
yeah.
the castle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so... So that one is, it's, so anybody that tells you that it is the center, it's unfortunately not.
Right.
And that, but I mean, you know, especially with the new Star Wars land opening,
mm-hmm.
it's possible that it becomes closer to the center again.
Hey, who knows?
Or not even close to it.
Not even close. There, now, it, the Disneyland
Dumbo,
is now...
Dumbo's now going to be the center
right,
of the
exactly.
park.
Disneyland is shaped all weird and wonky at this point anyway, so who knows where the actual center would be.
Yeah, you know? That's a very good point. Right.
Another fact, the drawbridge on the castle
yeah.
works, which I always think it's weird that they would have a working drawbridge on that castle. It seems, it makes sense because it's very Disney to have it work.
Right.
But as far as letting the general public wander around it, having one that moves is weird, but it's only been lifted up twice in its existence, so I assume that now it's probably kind of welded into place.
I would think so too,
because it was lowered on opening day, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
And then when they did their major overhaul of Fantasyland in 1983, they lifted it up and then reopened.
So cool.
Fantasyland.
I want to see footage of it dropping. Have you ever seen it?
I've not, actually.
We should look it up to
we
see
should, totally should
it. That'd be cool.
I mean, I don't think they might even have it for opening day, like legit uh-huh. opening day lowering.
Oh, be awesome.
That day was a mess, so right? Who knows?
And out walks Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Surprise, everybody.
Surprise! The real yeah. princess is Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So my next fun fact
mm-hmm.
Is that Sleeping Beauty's castle is significantly smaller than any other Disney castle. That they have in any of their other parks.
Right.
And I always thought it was kind of because they gave everything they had to the park when for opening day, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, this is the very best
this we can is possibly, all we can give, yeah.
And this is it. And then, so I always thought that was a very magical story for me, the fact that, like, this is as best you get, and then you have Cinderella's castle, you know, a decade later, and it's four times as big,
right.
basically. I think it's only, like, twice, but, you know, but really what it was is that Walt, so castles were built so large in originally so that it would intimidate the foe of people that were trying to attack it,
uh-huh.
basically. And Walt didn't want that. He wanted it to be very welcoming. And so he thought that having a large over-the-top castle would be, it would be intimidating to guests.
Oh.
So they wanted to make it slightly smaller, you know, so he insisted that it was a smaller castle so that it would be, you know, more quaint, would appear friendlier.
Oh, I mean, we know people that we've walked into the park with and seen the castle and they go, it's so small,
right?
Like anyone that's from Florida walks in and sees it and goes, oh, truly. It's a little small, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it is technically smaller, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
but that makes sense. You want it to be friendly. I mean, how much more friendly could a pink castle get? But it's pretty friendly.
Yeah, I think it's so I like grand. I'm
yeah.
not afraid of that at all.
So another fun fact. What number are we on now? I'm on my third one.
Sure. Obscure fact number three.
Sure. But you've done two, so we're on five.
Right?
Number five.
We can't count. We have no
who
idea.
Who knows what date? What number are we on? So originally, the castle was just empty. There was nothing in it.
Oh, really?
And Walt was dissatisfied with that and kind of pushed people to do something different.
Okay.
So they came up with the idea of doing the walkthrough, which told the story of Sleeping Beauty inside the castle, right?
Okay, yeah.
We can go in more into the minutiae of that another time. But what I thought was fun is that the person that opened it was Shirley Temple.
Oh.
But she was older. It's not like little Shirley Temple. Oh, it was
I went there, my I know. Right?
I think everyone does when you we hear totally Shirley Temple. You know, Mr. Disney! opening up the walkthrough.
She's magically still like...
She's still in her little poofy dresses with curls.
Curly hair.
No, she was she was more grown, but she was apparently the one that opened...
Huh. Interesting. So they built the castle and it was basically just a shell. There was basically nothing on the inside.
Right, yeah. It was all just like a facade.
Do you think you could walk through it? You would have had to be able to walk through the middle.
Yeah. Like the drawbridge and stuff still led you through it, but there was nothing above you. It was all just open space.
Amazing.
And so Walt said, I don't like that.
No. Go figure. Go I don't fix like it. Yeah, I'm glad he insisted on that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that was the fact, is it?
That's the fact, Shirley Temple.
The Shirley Temple.
She's a Shirley Temple fact.
Oh, I like me, my Shirley Temple facts. So apparently Walt Disney's family crest can be seen above the archway at the entrance to Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked for it before? Have you ever noticed it?
I have, mostly just because I'm a Disney-phile and I love Disney stuff.
And you love family crests.
And I love a good family crest.
You truly do.
You can't beat a good family crest. Right. But yeah, it's like three lions, I think, on the family crest, I believe.
And it's on the front of the castle as you walk across the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to look for it.
Next time we're there, we'll have to point it out.
I'm too busy looking at lighting, apparently.
Well, that's all you do.
That's where I got distracted by
lighting. You're obsessed with the lighting.
Right.
Oh, fun fact. So for the 50th anniversary of Disneyland, they always do big things for those kind of things.
Right.
Right? Like, it's a big deal.
I think we're still celebrating the 60th, right?
Constantly. So for the 50th anniversary, they gave the castle a bit of a makeover. They repainted it so it looked nice and fresh.
Yeah.
But then they added tiaras to the top of the turrets to signify each of the five decades that Disneyland had been open.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were all modeled differently.
Yeah.
So, like, for the first year, they had, like, the Mickey ears in the tiara. And then for the second year, they did rockets, which signified the rebuilding of Tomorrowland.
Huh.
And then for the third year, they had, like, a blue fairy for the beginning of the electrical parade. Then for the fourth year, my favorite, they had the Eye of Mara surrounded by snakes on the tiara. To bring in all of the new Adventureland stuff. And then for their 50th anniversary, they did fireworks and Tinkerbell on the tiara.
Wow.
Which I've never seen really good pictures of.
So those are like every 10 years. So for the 10th anniversary and the 20th.
Got it. So I've never seen really good pictures of that. So I tried to look and no one got great pictures. So I'm still on the lookout for good pictures of those tiaras because I think that's a cool idea.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And going off of that fact that they put that up, apparently during the when they were doing that 50th anniversary, one of the turrets at the top was broken. And the Imagineers at the time thought that gold paint would be just fine. The rest of them all have 24 karat gold on the top of them.
Right.
But that one apparently stands out differently because it was broke and they thought gold paint would be just fine. So they just painted it. And now they said that if you know, I've never actually noticed, I've never looked that closely, but it does stand out quite a bit that it looks pretty muddy and just kind of a weird color. They said it almost looks like it's in a shadow, basically. We'll have to look more. But I think what's so fascinating about that is the fact that they use 24 karat gold also on Dumbo, which I did not know, but they use it on Small World, right?
Yeah.
And you remember that story about that like... Roy told Walt Disney, no, there's no way you can use real gold. And he left. And
right.
Walt got the gold and put it on anyway. 24
karat gold. The rumor has it that Walt sent him on a trip. like sent him somewhere so that he could sneak the gold in. So Walt was going to get his way one way or the
one
other.
One way or the other. And then, so now looking back on it, it's, you know, that's, you can definitely tell the difference of what 24 karat gold looks like, sure, as opposed to just gold paint. But people have tried to joke that it is, it's a signification that, you know, what Disneyland will never be completed, you know, that,
and not just,
no, error. The truth was it was done right and they ruined it during the 50th anniversary. And
how much would it suck to be the guy that broke the spire on the top of the castle?
Right.
Like, I don't know if it was like weather related or if like some guy was like hanging on to it while he was trying to paint and it snapped, you know, like you're, oh geez.
Oh, the things that happen behind the scenes.
There goes your job. You are totally fired if you broke the top the of the Sleeping Beauty castle.
Sad.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
I was going to also talk about the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Oh, we've been there.
Have you?
I've seen it.
I was about to say, I'm missing some pictures.
I think I actually saw it on Modern Family, actually.
Oh, they might have done it on the Modern Family.
Yeah. It's when they buy Gloria the slippers because she wears those ridiculous heels the whole day.
That's it.
That's where I remember it from.
So if you don't know, kind of under the castle, there's a place called the Bippity Boppity Boutique where you can take your little girls or your little boys and they do like a full makeover. Like they do up your hair all fancy and they put glitter in your hair. And if you get the full package, they give you a dress and, you know, like it is a full, like full service makeover place.
I would love it.
I know you would, but
I would want my hair curly like Shirley Temple
and open the castle. No, I don't know how much people are paying for that. It seems like it would be rather expensive.
Yeah.
So like, I think somebody once told me that it was like $200 to have like the full makeover.
Wow.
Which I think, I mean,
that's where they put glitter in your hair.
That's when they do your hair and give you the dress and all that kind of stuff. But I did have a great time seeing all the little girls pick out their princesses.
Uh-huh.
And
who wouldn't?
There was there was a story about, I think it was a friend of mine or a friend of a friend. Anyway, they were trying to get them to pick out the princess that they wanted to be. And she decided that she wanted to be Tiana.
Mm.
And her parents were like, oh, you're a little pale to be Tiana, but she just loved the dress.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about that system is that you let the little girl pick, and it doesn't matter if it's Princess Jasmine. I don't think they have a Jasmine costume, but they might. It doesn't matter if it's a Jasmine or a Tiana or a Sleeping Beauty. The little girls just like the dresses, and they relate to princesses on a different level,
yeah,
which I think is fun.
Is Mulan the one that has a kimono?
Yeah.
Either way, I would still be Tiana.
Would you be Tiana?
Oh, of course I would.
Oh, of course I would.
I love everything about that Southern Belle.
I know. All right, your last fact.
Oh, no, I have two last facts.
You have two last facts?
We have a bonus one. Oh. Well, this one isn't really that big of a one, but I kind of wanted to talk about it anyway. That they, around the moat, around the castle,
uh-huh,
they only plant junipers because on special occasions, they will rent geese, I think it is, or swans.
Swans.
They'll bring swans in, and swans don't eat juniper, so they put it there to protect the swans and to keep the landscaping in good condition.
Oh.
Yeah, but I want to see it with the swan now.
You do?
I totally do. Who cares about the junipers? I just want to see the swan.
Swans can be mean. I don't know if I want to mess around with any swans.
Should I sneak in my last one real fast, too?
Sneak it in there.
Because it's nothing castle-related at all.
Oh.
Other than they do the fireworks show over there every night for the grand finale of the night kind of a thing, and that's centered around the castle.
Uh-huh.
But did you know that those fireworks shows cost an estimated $41,000 a night?
Per show?
Per show.
Oh, my.
Is what the
no wonder they're charging people $200 for a Tiana dress.
Right? They gotta pay for them fireworks.
They gotta pay for the fireworks.
Yeah, $41,000 for that. And then I think that we think that Fantasmic was like $30,000. And
yeah.
Oof, that is some money.
And those
money.
Are just shows. That's not even operating costs.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Those were all think this is why they have a gate charge.
It makes you appreciate the fireworks even more to know they're spending that much on it.
I knew they did, though. I knew that that show was expensive. Everything about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, last fact. We'll talk about the fireworks later.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll have a fireworks discussion at some point because it's...
Tune in Tuesday, y'all. Yeah.
The last one is kind of anecdotal. They were working on the plans for Disneyland. Walt Disney was obviously very involved. And they were working on the design of the castle, which is built in such a way to make it look taller than it is using, you know, patented...
Forest perspective.
Not patented, but it's Disney Forest perspective that looks bigger at the bottom. And then as it moves up, it's smaller and smaller in scale, so it feels bigger.
Yeah.
So they're working on this design and they're messing around with the model before Disney walks in. And they pick up the top half of the castle and turn it around, you know, and then Disney walks in and he sees it and they're like, oh, whoa, this is not how the castle is supposed to look. And they pick it up and turn it back around. And Disney goes, no, I like it better the other way. So they, so technically when you walk up to the front of the castle, it was supposed to be the back side of the castle. And Disney decided that it was a better front view, apparently.
Yeah.
So when you walk out, you know, when you walk up to it from the backside, that's what it was supposed to look like on the front.
That is so funny.
Which I think is interesting. I don't know that anybody expected that from Disney. But it's all about aesthetics, right? What looks good at the end of Main Street is the idea.
Do you remember that year that we went to go see, we were at Disney and they were filming the Christmas special. So we saw Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel performing. Mm-hmm. But because of that, they had the castle blocked off. They were, the stage was in front of it for the entire day, meaning nobody could walk through.
Yeah.
And nobody knew that it was going to be filmed that day. They don't put that on their calendar. They just do it on an off day so that, you know, it's to be as disrespectful. It wouldn't be as disruptive as it would be. Uh-huh. But because they can't tell anybody about it, there was many families there irately pissed.
Oh, very angry.
So mad about that photo.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the chance to have their family photo each year, right?
Yeah.
And so the cast members were telling that story to people. Like, actually, if you go around into Tomorrowland,
they were trying to sneak that in.
Yeah, they were saying if you go into Fantasyland, take your picture back there. That's the way it was meant to be built until Walt changed it. And I was like, now that is some spin, y'all.
That's some customer service right there. You want to see the real front,
right? And so they were telling the story, and they're walking them around to the back side of the castle.
I'm always surprised at how much ownership people have over specific things like that in the park.
Yeah,
where they're like, no, I have to have a picture in front of the castle. Oh my gosh! Like they have a meltdown.
It was an unbelievable sight that day. Yeah.
Right, when things are not quote unquote normal, they're unhappy, and it happens every time they change a ride, or there's a new paint color, or they stop serving a certain kind of food. People have like a full-on meltdown about it, and it's like, I guess I'm just not that possessive,
right?
That I presume that I own anything at Disneyland,
right?
But
we don't.
I definitely don't.
I'm not even sure we own our season passes. Like, I feel like they could take those back on a whim if they wanted. You just rent
depending
these
on your behavior, they can revoke your pass. You weren't awed enough by the fireworks display. Do you know how much that costs? We're taking back your pass.
Reclaiming my pass.
Reclaiming my pass. But it's like I always say, Disney castles are better than real castles because they have running water. So until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.